Greetings. This is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio. He said he's Stargate. We're on. He said he's Stargate on Rumble. We're on VMO. We're on. He said he's Stargate TV. Actually, we're on X now too. So we're live streaming on X as well. So it's getting out there. Thanks to you, and thanks for everybody for signing up on X. There's so many things going on now. I had a guest kind of set up, but she had some people come in, so we couldn't bring her in. But I thought it was there because there's so much in the news. I thought it'd be good to cover it. So many are saying the eclipse was a bust, expecting mayhem and the end of the world scenarios. There's a lot avoided due to white hat and benevolent off-world intervention. So one of the timelines was collapsed 2 days before the event. And a lot of people felt that. And that was thanks to the Sirian felines. And a lot of people felt this huge energy come in and just... And all of a sudden, you just felt like, oh, everything's okay. And it was really interesting when that happened. And I felt it happen. But what's happening is the Cabal are using CERN to open up portals and create timelines. But no matter what they do, the timelines are all collapsing into a singularity by something beyond their control, into a positive timeline. So imagine that. So no matter what they're doing, something else is watching them. It's rumored that the 4.8 quake in New Jersey was due to the taking out of the underground CERN facility there. The CERN physicists also found a ghost in the largest hydrogen collider that could divert their particles. So anyway, let's post that picture. Now, there were chemtrails all along the eclipse as predicted. Keep an eye on the hospitals for upper respiratory and flu-like symptoms. Tennessee has passed a ban on chemtrails. Other states are following, demand similar bans in your states. We got to stop this. You know, that we can't do it on a federal level. It's on a state level. We have to get our own National Guards up there and start taking care of our airspace because, you know, although we are experiencing a lot of ascension symptoms, you know, this is a whole new enchilada. So I know there's a lot of people saying, oh, this is just ascension systems. And they're trying to tell us that they're spraying hydrochloroquine or other things, you know, beneficial stuff in the sky. That's not happening. we've sent out, if you go to eSETI Stargate on Telegram, we post everything on there. It has what's in the chemtrails, the effects of them, everything. So go and check that out. Again, go to eSETI Stargate Telegram, and we have all those, a lot of memes on there too, really good ones. UFOs were spotted all along the eclipse. The videos were removed almost instantly off ScrewTube and Instagram. Another video that was removed was of some weird creature that looked like a winged demon that ascended into the eclipse. So it was also instantly removed. So the jury's out on that one because there's so many Dark Angel AI and CGI creations. It could be one of them or Project Bluebeam. So, you know, anything could go on that. You know, we'll have to wait. I haven't seen it yet. So I really want to see it and take a look at it. So if you have those, again, just post them on eSETI Stargate Telegram so we can check those out. And I think a lot of people are going to have to post them straight from their own phones or their cameras because they're getting scrubbed immediately. So again, post any of those on the eSETI Stargate channel on Telegram. Mayor Pete Buttigieg on CNN, after the highest violent crime spree in 20 years, says it's all hype because he can still walk his dog. So my question is, what kind of dog does he have? And is its name Dogzilla? You know, because, you know, this is cognitive dissonance at its best. You know, he must have I think he has an alligator and he cut his tail off and painted it yellow so he could have a big yellow dog. But it's an old joke about that. But okay, onward. Mayorkas' impeachment trial is handed to the Senate due to his complete failure in securing the border and continuous lies to Congress. Schumer vows to table it. So there would be an extreme downsize in child sex trafficking, fentanyl, and other drugs if the border was secure. It's a no-brainer. Can't have that. Seriously, folks, what is their agenda and who is gaining by keeping the border unsecured? Do we have to spell it out? Pedophiles, cartels, drug and sex traffickers, socially engineered communists that hate America, there's your benefactors right there. So the next question is, who is stopping the border from being secured? Same folks, watch senators do all they can to stop the impeachment and keep the border open, and then ask the $99 question is why? What is it they have to gain, and who do they serve? Certainly not America. So I like what Abraham Lincoln said. He said, "We the people are the rightful masters of both Congress and the courts, not to overthrow the Constitution, but to overthrow the men who would pervert the Constitution." So he must have been a prophet on that one, because we're in the middle of that right now. Here's a good one. Senator Sheila Jackson Lee told school children that the moon is made up of mostly gases. And I think she told them that that's why we can't go there doing it. It's just like, oh God. So this gives credibility to the God fart hypothesis that I posted on. It's look up Family Man God fart hypothesis if you want to see that one. But anyway, folks, we need to take a good long look at the people running this country. Most can't even govern their own lives with any moral integrity. I've never seen so many morally, integrally, and common sense challenged, uneducated lawmakers in my life engaged in blaming others of what they themselves have done or doing. The ones most morally outraged are the ones most morally bankrupt. It's like their doublespeak is catching up to them, and no wonder they want censorship. I love the meme, if you support the side that censors free speech and facts, you're neither woke or progressive. You're not saving democracy. You're a tyrant, basically. So if you're trying to shut people down from telling the truth and bring out facts and even giving their side of the story, which everybody has a right to, you're not woke and you're not saving democracy. You're ending democracy. This is a republic anyway. So anyway, speaking of censorship, a line dancing troupe was ejected from a contest when in Seattle, Washington, for wearing tops that resembled American flags. Wait, isn't Seattle in America? I guess not. Seems like Seattle, Portland, San Fran, LA have all become communist countries or something. This just in, Tucker Carlson rips the Band-Aid off the war in Palestine. So let's just play that video. I'm not even going to comment on it. He says it all.
If you wake up in the morning and decide that your Christian faith requires you to support a foreign government blowing up churches and killing Christians, I think you've lost the thread. Just to end on this, if you had a message for Christian leaders in the United States, whether in government or in churches or just citizens who care about the religion and their fellow Christians, what would it be?
It would be to remind them that when the state of Israel was created, it was not created on an empty land. It was created on a land that had millions of indigenous Palestinians there, including Palestinian Christians. And that state they support, that state they celebrated as a fulfillment of prophecy and a sign of God's faith to the Jewish people. For it to become a state, hundreds of thousands of Palestinians, including Palestinian Christians, were forced to leave and have never returned. Churches were closed. A friend of mine did the research and counted more than 30 churches that were closed when Israel was created because Palestinians were expelled from the land. Our numbers continue to be in decline. So we're pleading that come and listen, come and talk to us. And my message to Christian leaders right now is, there is a very, very brutal war taking place in Gaza, a war that I described using the word genocide, because it's a war that has used even starvation as a mean. And fellow Christians are suffering because of that war. It's time that Christian leaders recognize that wars is not the way, whether in Iraq, in Afghanistan, in Libya. When will we learn that war does not help? When will we take Jesus' words seriously? about being peacemakers, about being merciful. There must be other ways. And so it would be an invitation to listen, to learn more, and to avoid very shallow and simplistic perspectives that are not based on scripture itself, but more based on political equations. And I would plea right now, and I will continue to plea, that we need to stop this war in Gaza. It's killing many, many children, women, innocent lives. It has to stop. There must be other ways. And as a follower of Christ, we have to pursue the path of peace and justice, and we have to avoid simplistic polarizations, good and evil. Come and listen, come and understand what's happening. And I plead, as a Christian pastor from Bethlehem, I plead that you come and listen.
Father, thank you for your thoroughly decent and sensible analysis, and I hope it's heard by Christians throughout the West. I appreciate it.
Here's also in the news, Nicaragua tells UN court, Germany is facilitating Israel's genocide in Gaza. Other countries are also becoming very vocal about the treatment of the Palestinians. You know, Iran is perched for retaliation after their embassy was hit by Israel, you know, killing top officials. And this is an attempt to draw America and NATO into a full-fledged war, bringing us closer to World War III. So it's time for cooler heads. Unfortunately, the head we have in the White House right now is a hothead with dementia, so that's not going to go well. So here's more on the story. High-level CIA and FBI officials admitted targeting Alex Jones to destroy his career. Same law firms used in targeting Alex Jones are now after Elon Musk. The lawfare attacks on Trump go right to the top. The White House in the most egregious case of election interference. So it goes right to the White House. So, you know, why are all the DAs after Trump having long meetings at the White House with White House lawyers? You know, a little collusion going on there. So anyway, right now, I can't answer that question due to an ongoing investigation. Christopher Wray, heading the FBI, is asking for more money, more unwanted, you know, unwarranted surveillance, a brand new building, you know. And let's just talk about transparency first. How many operatives have been involved in false flags, the fake kidnapping of Governor Whitmer, the January 6th demonstration? Why are you not stopping the mentally ill criminals, terrorists crossing the border? Do you need these threats to validate the massive spending? You know, question is, what is the function of the FBI? You know, is their function to stop Trump by any means, surveil churchgoers, conservatives, track down demonstrators, people that buy Bibles, practicing their right to demonstrate? Again, an obvious stolen election. So, you know, they're harassing anyone who supports the First, Second, and Third, Fourth Amendments, the Constitution. Y'all took an oath to protect, you know. You know, they have all the evidence of extreme election fraud. And once provided, you know, will you arrest the real criminals, or will there still be a two-tiered justice system? You know, that's the question everybody's going to have to ask. Here's a little news flash. Those who try to destroy others, they themselves will be destroyed. Arrogance is not a shield, nor is position or power. I predict a lot of CEOs, agency heads, and their institutions will undergo a major overhaul or be disbanded altogether. This includes major social media outlets in the very near future, especially the ones that have been engaging in major censorship and, you know, election interference, big time, basically. Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House, is trying to renew FISA's warrantless spying on Americans. They wrote in a protection clause in there against spying on Congress without notifying them. You know, rules for thee and not for me program. Here we go. Big Brother still lives, even those professing to be white hats. Marjorie Taylor Greene is on that one. Love that woman. She's just calling right out saying, nope, we're not going there. You know, many just walk out shops boasting to be run by AI. They're actually run by thousands of workers in India. So they're not really, they don't have their AI up to par yet. So I always wonder why the checkout, you know, had an Indian accent, checkout stand. But anyway, AI is just a search engine using other search engines And to make it look like companies are current with technology. So again, a lot of these just walk out stores are you're actually your purchase is actually going to India and they're putting it through and taking it out. So I don't think they can give you a receipt. I'm not sure if they can give you a receipt on the spot. They probably send it to your phone or something. That'd be a good way to find out. Here's a good one. Looks like Biden's numbers are spiraling downwards. DNC is desperately, they're desperately now looking for a replacement. They see the writing on the wall. You know, finding a winner among the Democrats is like trying to find a Tootsie Roll in a septic tank. You know, they're not going to be successful. And who they got? Come on. You know, who wants to vote for someone backed by hostile foreign governments and the WEF asking you to participate in your own enslavement, demise, and the destruction of America? You know, that's all they got. You know, it looks like a lot of Democrats still do. Although the black voters are waking up fast, seems the Democratic Party, home of the KKK, has been engaging in a lot of doublespeak and contrary actions, not having the black community's best interests in hand. Candace Owens has blown the lid off this. She's been doing that for some time now. I think she'd make a great vice president. It'd be fun to watch her taking out the corruption, you know, taking them to task. I would, you know, that'd be a great reality show, you know, be worth watching, but actually she's already doing it. So I can't wait for her next expose. But, you know, the woman, I would never get in an argument with her. I would say, you win and walk away. Anyway, she's just got her facts all in a row and boom, 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 calls it out like it is. Lots of others doing that too. We need to get behind the people that are calling this stuff out and calling it like it is. Here's another one. Looks like rather than clean up the mess they create in San Francisco, politicians are stopping businesses from leaving, forcing them to stay. Many businesses cannot keep their door open due to the crime and a hostile, unhealthy business environment. You know, this is full-blown communism, basically. Safeway said, you know, they will keep the doors open for 6 more months. You know, it's not known what kind of incentives were given. You know, where did they get armed guards, pooper scoopers, urine removal units, homeless relocation hit squads? You know, who knows what they're given to stay. Gavin Newsom is a master at cleaning up the appearance of a failed administration. Look what he did for Xi Jinping when he came. You know, all of a sudden the streets were clean and all the street people were gone and no more poop and urine and needles. And I would imagine it's probably back to business as usual. You know, the question I ask is, where did all the homeless people go? You know, I have some answers for that, but I'm not even going to say them on the air. But a lot of homeless people disappeared shortly after that. Last but not least, a woman who was paralyzed by the COVID shot was given the option of suicide or no treatment. So basically, they said, we don't have a treatment. So if you want to off yourself, we'll help you out. So it makes you go, when the conspiracy people say the shot is a bioweapon for population reduction. Fits right in. Canadians are finally transcending their politeness, telling their doctors, no thanks, I don't want to be euthanized. According to VAERS, the CDC reports 20 million deaths, 1.5 billion injured. Pfizer said in their own words, the vaccines neither prevented or stopped COVID. They say kids don't need the vaccines, yet everyone is pushing it. Japanese biophysicists are screaming at the government to stop the vaccinations. They're neither safe or effective, cause irreparable damage to the DNA and the body's ability to defend itself. So, and there's still guilt-driven commercials out there saying, protect the kids, the kiki. I have a real issue with that. That's where they get me. You know, protect your grandparents, despite the statistics proving getting jabbed do neither. They actually do irreparable harm to the children and the grandparents. So give it up, Big Pharma. The bioweapon COVID and jabbed reduced population has been exposed. You're beating a dead horse. Too many people are on it. However, lots of critically thinking, morally impaired, socially engineered people are removing themselves and their offspring from the gene pool So just trying to put a positive spin on this for the love and lighters. According to Babylon Bee, and added a few categories to this, Trump has been indicted for causing the New York earthquake, bribing police due to buying hamburgers and shakes, stealing from Chick-fil-A for taking too many sauce packages, creating the solar eclipse, causing multiple accidents due to the darkening of the skies, and Hurricane Gomez, Wilma, and Janine, which haven't happened yet. So it's kind of worth it's a joke, but that's kind of where things are going. By the way, almost all of his law firm cases are falling apart due to extreme bias and corruption by DAs and judges and other agencies with their two-tiered justice department. So the evidence, again, the evidence is proving all roads lead back to the White House. There's extreme election interference going on here, you know, but who's going to arrest anybody? You know, it's got to be some changes. Here's a good one. Kudos for the Biden administration. And they're combating obesity through inflation, and having to spend 50% less at the grocery store is certainly slimming down those who are living check to check. By not having that grocery money, everybody's slimming down. That's their spin on it, basically. The Biden administration also used the same tactics for gas-driven vehicles, paying more at the pump as curbed emissions. Also eliminated fleets of ambulances, police cruisers, and trucks to keep the supply lines going. Wait, I think we need those things, don't we? It's like, he's also lowered the crime rate by not arresting or holding anyone committing crimes. Leaving the borders wide open to child sex trafficking, drug trafficking is fine as long as no one is reporting the consequences. The rates go down if no one reports or deports, creating false statistics. Unfortunately, the streets are becoming bloodbaths. Sorry, I just had to do that. You know, creates, you know, a progressive panty twist when you say that word, bloodbaths. Anyway, on that note, I want to get on to the Q&As, so we'll go do it, change gears here, and probably hopefully get into a little more spiritual experience. So with any further ado, I think Kathy's with us. And do we have the first question, Kathy?
Yes, we do. What does it mean exactly if your TPRS mentions the Orion Council of Light? Does that mean you're a member of the council?
Yeah, if that was a past life of yours, or if your guides are working with the Council of Light, what it is, the Orion Council of Light, they're six-dimensional beings. They went through the Orion Wars and were victorious. It was a real mess. It's a long story going to that. But anyway, they understand the dark side. They understand how it operates. They understand. You know, we're seeing that unfold right now on the earth. We're seeing the dark side. We're seeing the insanity of what they're doing to the children and all these other things. It's all coming out right now. Well, they went through that process too, and not quite as bad, but they went to war with them and were victorious. And now they're coming to help liberate the earth. So they are planetary liberators. They're six-dimensional beings. They're very tall. And every once in a while, you know, they can drop into this dimension. Every once in a while, you'll see one standing next to an airplane, you know, with Trump. So figure that out. You can fill in the rest of the blanks.
All right. Is there an ET war going on in our sky currently above Earth? If so, which ET races are involved?
All right. The benevolent ETs are here right now. They're here in force. And the main ones acting on our behalf are the Pleiadians, the Orion Council of Light, the Sirians, the Felines, and the Andromedans. And the Arcturians kind of a little bit, but they're more inspirational. But those are the main guys that are here, and their technology is beyond anything we can imagine. So this is in hand. The problem is that we have to initiate the help. we have to make changes. We have to live according to universal law and ask for help to stay on that and demand our leaders operate under universal law. So we got to do our part as well. They can do so much. They can remove the ones that are already trespassing on our free will and guiding us down a negative direction. So they can remove those. But I think we need to do a lot of cleanup ourselves with our own people who have chosen to take this path. So there is a war going on. The war is between the, there's another group, the Orion Alliance are the reptilian and grays and some other groups involved in that. And that's the main one that we're warring with, reptilians. There's reptilian royals, there's serpent beings, there's tall grays, there's quite a few that fit into that category. And yes, we are at war with them. A lot of these beings have actually been sequestered on their own planets. They can't leave. They can't get involved. And they're being watched. And so they can't even leave their own planets. And a lot are being sent back to their planets. And they can do that. You know, they can have a giant warship come in and they'll just beam it back. And next thing you know, it's back on their planet. You know, so, and these wars, when they go off, every once in a while you'll see parts, but not very often, because the weapons they use, when they hit a ship with these beams, it dematerializes everything on that ship. It breaks the molecular bond. And all there's left usually is a powder. It's like a powder in the sky. And so so anyway, I know it seems like we have that technology now in our secret space fleet and things like that. I'm not an expert on the secret space fleet like Corey Good and those other guys know what's going on there. But I'm not sure exactly what we have and how much we're working with benevolence. Hopefully we're working hand in hand with them. And we are in some areas, but I hope there's more of that. But anyway, yeah, there's definitely a war going on. It's a temporal war. It includes timelines, time travel, other dimensions, everything. It's not just guns and tanks and things like, you know, there's people are jumping forward and backward in time. They're bilocating their ships. They're making, they're doing time jumps and appearing like one ship become four ships. They can jump dimensions and come in and whack somebody and go back to their dimension. There's a lot going on, and it's hard for us to wrap the normal American person or the normal human down here doesn't have a clue what's happening, but there's not a lot of parts to prove what's going on because the parts are just dematerialized. So anyway, yes, there's a major war going on, and you know, we need to really stand our ground and focus on universal law and start being kind to each other and the planet and be in service to humanity and nature. And if we stick to that and get away from this lust for power and wealth and these other things that are going on, we'll get through this. But there's karma, you know, everything's being accelerated. When this timeline jump happened, some other things, all of a sudden I felt stuff come up in me lately that I didn't even know was there. And it was deep stuff. And I had to sit with it for 2 or 3 days. And so people's faces were popping in, people that died that I knew I was in a relationship in the past and they moved on and died, you know, things like that. They're all coming around going, hey, you know, I'm sorry I screwed up. So, you know, it's kind of weird. You know, it's a lot of weird stuff going on. So you're going to be feeling a lot of emotions coming up and not knowing where they're coming from. And we just have to breathe into them and focus on that love and joy and bliss and ask for help, initiate help. And we all need to be praying for help right now from the ascended masters, the benevolent off-worlders, everything. We need to get as much help as we can to turn this planet around. All right, next question.
I just started reading your book, UFOs, Religion, and the Origin of Man, and I am confused. The God named Jehovah is a jealous God, but different Bibles refer to him as Jehovah Rapha, healer, Jehovah Jireh, provider, etc. My question is, which is our God's name, the Heavenly Father of all creation?
I tell you, the best way to do this is if you sit, get down and meditate and just get in a real loving space and mention the one name, mention Jehovah, and sit with it for a while, and then mention Yahweh and see what it feels like to you, because that's what's really important. Because my understanding, and it's coming from these higher dimensional beings, they explained it to me that Jehovah was the Old Testament God, the jealous, wrathful God. And a lot of beings were coming down here and posing as gods and doing all kinds of crazy stuff. So we have this warped image of God as being jealous and wrathful and nobody can appease and all this stuff. And what happened when Jesus came down, he brought the new covenant, which is the all-loving, all-forgiving God. So if you're coming at that from a Christian understanding, why not align with the all-loving, all-forgiving God? It's a free ticket to heaven. Come on, you know. It's like all you got to do is forgive yourself and stop screwing up, stop harming people, stop creating loss or pain or suffering down here, and shift. Everybody can be forgiven, you know, because the Creator can't judge. It's beyond that. It's not male. It's not female. It doesn't have an ego to judge. It's beyond that. And Jesus even said, neither I judge thee, nor does my Father judge thee. Go and sin no more. So what he's saying is that God is beyond all the dramas down here and all the stuff. And your karma can be cleaned up, but you can't say, okay, I want to clean up my karma and then turn around and keep doing the same thing or not try to make restitution and not be in service. It doesn't work that way. If you just say it without a soul felt feeling with that and act on it, you know, turn your energies and assets towards the awakening and healing of man and the earth, your karma is going to smack you. It's going to become trauma, basically. So we're all in process, and it's a good thing. You know, it's a healing. And sometimes there's chaos that comes with a healing. A lot of emotional stuff comes up. But that's not who you are. At your core, you're this loving, joyous, powerful, manifesting God or goddess, the one consciousness that encompasses all consciousness and all planes and dimensions throughout the multiverse is within you. It's your soul sits right next to the heart and it's connected to the source. So basically, when people say that we are creating the same image of likeness of God, there's two things going on. One, we have the genetics of the gods, which were the ancient ones that came here that were referred to as gods. And also the one consciousness resides within us. The temple has always been within. And we can all become one with God, just like Jesus became one with God. That was his prayer, was, beloved Father, let them become one as we are one. So that was his teaching. I could go more into that. It's a long story, but I hope that understands. But there's so many stories out there and people trying to be relevant, you know, and making up all these different stories about the gods and the Anunnaki. And it's really crazy, but, you know, I would bet on the all-loving, all-forgiving God as the path to enlightenment. So, but you can all choose what you want. If you want to do the fear, guilt, and unworthiness thing, more power to you, but all those are very low frequencies and they're going to hold you down.
Some scholars that studied the Dead Sea Scrolls suggest Mary is a title given to women of Essene communities. Title earned and not given lightly or often. Any thoughts on this?
You know, I'm not an expert on that, but I've heard through other experts that I believe some are saying Mary wasn't Miriam was her real name. It wasn't Mary. There's all kinds of stories in that, and you can get caught up in all that, but you know, I totally got a little bug here coming out of the mosquito. You know, I totally love the divine feminine. Mary appeared to me when I was 5 years old, saved my life. I'd be dead if it wasn't for her. She's come to me several other times. The house of Mary is Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene. If you want to say Mother Miriam or who cares? I don't care. It's all about frequency and energy and the heart, staying in the heart. But there's the grandmothers. So the House of Mary is Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, the grandmothers. They're all, it's the divine feminine. Some call it the Shekinah energies, which is, includes other masters and other off-world beings as well, other dimensions. So, you know, I love the divine feminine. I love the love and nurturing and that comes with that. You know, it's a power. It's not to be ignored. And to be honest with you, I don't want to, I think men are great. You know, men are there to protect. They're there to make things happen and carry things out. But the real guidance should come through the feminine side of each and every one of us, because the feminine side is what you connect to source with, which becomes objective or kind of masculine. So it can give you advice and healing and things like that. And so we automatically think it's God is male, but it's neither male or female. Here's a paradox. It's neither male nor female, and it's both male and female. And you are unique, but you're one with God too. So if you can wrap your head around that and understand that, you'll start to understand what they said when they said God's omnipresent and all the rest is a dream. So, you know, I hope that answers the question, but we have beautiful photographs of Mary appearing here, you know, here in Hawaii and at the ranch. And so a lot of people have gotten some pretty amazing healings from her and some of the other masters that come in on a regular basis. So, you know, I can't say enough. I can't express enough gratitude for them and all they've done for us.
I heard you once mention the space in between regarding where healing happens. Could you explain this a little more? And if it's possible for us to access this?
I tell you what, I was with the International UFO Congress once, and I did a meditation, a healing meditation. And all these people in the group, a lot of them just started bawling and crying and had amazing spontaneous healings. And it happens at the ranch a lot too. But what happens a lot of times, and in that healing, what I did is I took people back to when they were a child, and hopefully they had some positive childhood memories. And I said, just see yourself, you know, with your parents or down by a river and, you know, feet in the river, walking in the river, see yourself, try to find that space where you were really happy and you didn't have all these problems and everything else that you're dealing with now. You know, go back to that place and create a fantasy around it, live it, feel yourself there. And at the same time, I was asking for the beautiful May to come in and help these people out. And it was amazing because they had to go to a different time to be healed. They couldn't do it in this timeline because they were stuck and they're locked into their wounds and traumas and things. So they had to kind of move to another space to be healed. And so a lot of that time you get healed in meditation, when you're doing prayer and meditation work, a lot of times you have to go within and you have to be in a space that is supportive of that, that high frequency place. And like he said, he's one of those places, there's a lot of power spots and things. That's why people go to these places, because they have a very high frequency. And really, the main thing is are we ready to be healed? Are we ready to release the past? Are we ready to forgive? And are we ready to release the wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions from past experience? Are we ready to accept that some of these things might have come in from past lives as well? And are we really ready to connect with the God within, which is the big eraser that everybody has that can erase that and say it never happened? And then your body's living in the past, so it's got to catch up. So your body, and you could have a spontaneous healing, or it might take a while. But a lot of it is up to us, you know, if we can create the space for the healing to happen. And it's important that we're self-realized, we're self-motivated to do this. You know, there are people that can help you, but it's really as we need to go within and create that within us and be open to it. And you know, it's not going to be easy. It's not going to be a fun ticket to go through this stuff, but the other side is just beautiful. When you get on the other side of it, you're all blissed out and your body's, you know, functioning better and everything else. So, you know, just don't live in the past, release the past. And when you release the past and you're in the moment, you're kind of in that in-between state. And that's when a lot of things happen.
Is it true that the ETs have disabled Earth's nuclear weapons?
I don't think they have yet, you know. I think they will if we try to go in that direction, because they have bases here, they have their own places, you know, they have their own colonies and things here. So, and the inner earth people definitely don't want a nuclear exchange up here too as well. So I think they will intervene. Hopefully it won't get to that point. Hopefully we'll wake up and do it ourselves. But I know they can, and they're monitoring it, and they can intervene, you know, in a heartbeat and just dematerialize these things or take out, you know, it's going to land and it's going to have no nuclear warhead on it or something like that. They can do that they've proven they can do that. And they did it in Russia and they did it with us. They went and just totally decommissioned our silos and things like that. And they did it in Russia too. So it's not a problem for them.
At which density does levitation or flying become an ability? And why can I do it in my dreams?
You know, I'm actually teaching flying in my dreams to people, and I just feel I can do it here, and I feel like I'm so close. And I have walked across some really thin ice across the pond, which no way I should have been able to do that. I didn't walk on water, but you know, you can get into a state of consciousness where you're very, very light, and much lighter than usual. There are special chants, Tibetan chants, that create levitation and things like that. So, you know, there are ways of doing it. But yeah, you know, all these YouTube videos coming out now, there's all these people flying all over the place lately. It's pretty funny. And I don't know if that's technology or some very advanced beings here right now. Could be both. But a lot of that going on. But, you know, I know in 4D we can fly pretty easily. If you can raise your frequencies up to 4D, you can just dematerialize and fly and bilocate. You don't even have to flap your wings. You just bilocate wherever you want.
What do the higher density beings say about our planetary transition? And where are we at in this process? And what will we face when we get there?
You know, basically they're saying resistance is futile, you know, so. You know, we can play out, we can finish our karma, we can play out all these power struggles, and we can do all these ridiculous things we're doing. But the bottom line is what is behind this, just like the collapsing the timelines and everything else. The beings behind the, you know, the awakening and healing of humanity and the earth and the planetary liberation are beyond, their abilities are like magic. It's beyond our imagination, their spiritual abilities and their technology. So it's our destiny. We are going to join the rest of the universe in peace, the greater family of man. And that's what they're saying. And, you know, we can do it willingly, the easy way, or we can do it the hard way. But the earth is chosen. She's chosen to ascend. And what right do we have to try to stop that so we can continue in our nonsense? We don't, you know, so. The animals, a lot of animals want to go to the next level. The earth wants to ascend, and she's gotten the big okay with the sun and the central suns and everything else. So it's a big network, and it's coming down the line. It's like creator itself has said, okay, we're going to the next level. And so You know, that's basically what they're telling me. That's what I've been getting is that all we're seeing down here, all the little head butting and everything else going on is I'm not saying it's not necessary. We need to all do our part, but it's going to go in that direction anyway. There's no way of stopping it.
I feel that the best investments to make now is silver, gold, and land. What is your opinion? Is there something else relatively safe to invest in now?
I think land's your first priority in creating a food bank. Everywhere I've gone, I've created a food bank and just been planting trees like crazy, getting gardens going, get a fresh water supply, test your water, make sure you've got good water. That's the most valuable thing you'll ever have. And just getting your hands in the earth and getting close to nature is the best. Gold and silver for a backup is really good. It's always good to increase your portfolio, as some say. I'm not really into that world, but I think it's a really good idea. And I really hope when we do this flip that the quantum financial system cuts in and protects everybody's assets now. And I think when that happens too, it's going to, some people are going to lose some assets. They've been doing some very dark things. And they're going to go back into the treasury and are back to help people out. And that's already happening right now. So a lot of the ill-gotten gain is going back into the system. And I'm really feeling we're getting close. We're getting really close for that to flip around. And that's the way I'm hoping it goes. But there's going to be some chaos in between. There might be everybody has different 3 days of darkness, or you might have a breakdown in the grid and communication and things like that that might go on for a little while. So I would kind of expect that and prepare for it because, you know, sun's doing its thing, just one big soul, just direct hit by one of these pro mass ejections or flares will take down the grid. There's a million things that can take the grid down, big earthquake, a big storm, hurricane. So, and everything's accelerating. Everything's intensifying and accelerating. The earth changes too. So it's really good to prepare, you know, prepare for yourself, your family, and put a little aside for your neighbors.
What does a soul consist of?
Your soul sits right next to the heart. There's a chamber there. And when people die, they lose weight. You actually see it leaving when it goes out. So basically, your soul houses your mental body, your emotional body, your astral body, all of that. It has that within it. But there's bodies above that. There's your Christ body or 5D. There's 6D, 7D, 8D bodies all the way back to the source. You know, I've gone up to 13D. But you just have to get 7D to become one with the creator, basically. But there's even levels beyond that. But so we are spiritual beings existing on a vibrational continuum that have a body and a personality. And most people think they're just a body and personality, and they're living that out down here. But you know, the fact is you're a multidimensional being existing on a vibrational continuum. So the soul is just one part of that vibrational continuum. And you know, when you go within, the temple's within, and you become one with the one consciousness, and you release the fear and the unworthiness and the guilt and all the other stuff, the wounds and traumas, and release the past, your frequency goes up and you start moving up that vibrational continuum. And that's what's happening right now. The whole earth is ascending. We're ascending. We're moving up the vibration continuum, and we're going to go, some are going to go into the fourth, and we're going to go, and some are going to go to the fifth, and some are going to go back to the sixth, seventh, eighth, or whatever, wherever they came from. So anyway, I think we're out of time on that note. We have to call it. Thanks, Kathy, for reading the questions, and hang in there, everybody. This is going to be an exciting month and all the way to summer. So, you know, there's an old saying, praise Allah and tie your camel. So anyway, keep an open mind, loving heart, pure intent, and have a great evening. Good night.